Dialing 8th and Walton. Conference call. Please wait while others join.
You're dialed in to the conference call, brought to you by 8th and Walton. The 8th and Walton Conference Call is a podcast for retailers, suppliers, and industry leaders to keep you up to date on what's going on in your industry. From what's happening around the world to what's happening across the street, this is one call with an agenda tailored specifically for you. Your call is starting, and now your host, Jared Davis.
Thank you so much for dialing into our little podcast. My name is Jared Davis. I tell you what, if you haven't dialed in a while, you picked a good one. This is going to be a great show. And here's why. I was prepared. I was so prepared for today's show because, you know, we're talking about on time in full. We have not talked about Walmart's OTIF in a while. And you've been looking at the headlines just the past couple of days. I mean, have you seen all these gloom and doom stories? Oh, Walmart's really tightening the screws and Walmart's putting the hammer down on suppliers and new rules and regulations. So we got all of our facts together. We've got Mr. Colby Beland from K-Stack, who's going to be joining us after the break, because Colby's got some insight into what suppliers need to be planning for as we go into, you know, some of the busier times of the year. We've got holiday coming up and back to school and some factors that you need to think about on time in full in your whole supply chain that haven't hit the news yet. One thing that I was not prepared for is I'm walking into the studio. We're going to do the podcast. And my producer, Emma, and I appreciate you, Emma, so much. She hands me a piece of paper and says, Walmart's actually updated on time in full again. So if you haven't heard about this, we're going to cover it first. Walmart has just announced they are changing their OTIF guidelines for RDCs. Now, again, this is for RDC deliveries only. Right now, you know that general merchandise for an RDC, you've got this two-day OTIF, right? So that's going to remain the same. However, food and consumables and health and wellness, you had a one-day OTIF. Well, you still have a one-day OTIF, but you've got a one-day early option. So again, and this is just for RDCs, the food, consumables, health and wellness with the one-day OTIF, you will have a one-day early option. And here's the good news. This is going to be applicable for collect and prepaid suppliers. And of course, as we continue to learn more about this and other on-time in full updates, we will bring you that information right here on the Conference Call podcast. So as we continue to talk about planning for on-time in full, we've got a great guest today. Mr. Colby Beland, our old friend from K-Stack, is joining us coming up next. Colby's going to be talking about planning for 2018, some increased costs you can expect as we get further into the year and into the busy season. And if you're still not planning ahead for on time in full, well, this is an OTIF podcast, so the next 30 seconds are for you.
And I guess I should be on time in full. Just saw my score and I feel like a fool. I shipped a week late, shorted my buyer. Customers irate, fines just got higher. And I guess I should be on time in full.
8th and Walton is here to support and educate the supplier community. If you have a question about our services or would like to know more about an upcoming class, we can chat. Log on to 8thandwalton.com/chat. Our team is standing by to begin a chat session with you. We're happy to answer your questions about supporting your business. Chat with us today, 8thandwalton.com/chat.
We are back on the 8th and Walton conference call. And as we were talking about before, we are now about over a year into Walmart's On Time In Full initiative. It's always great to check in with our friend Colby Beland from K-Stack to find out how things are shaping up right there on the front lines of supply chain. Colby, thank you for coming back on the podcast.
Thanks for having me. Great to be back.
All right, on time in full. This initiative still continues to evolve. So from your perspective, what are some of the recent changes you've seen that have been thrown at suppliers?
That's a great question. You know, going back to the Grow Summit of last year, when Walmart came out with or made the announcement of OTIF, the baselines were set in January of 2017, and then the expectation was a minimum for LTL carriers of 33% or a 10% improvement if the baseline was higher than that. And then for full truckload, it was 75%. And then they basically said, coming into fiscal year 19 or February of this year, that the baseline for LTL would go to 36% or a 10% improvement, and full truckload would go from 75 to 95. Well, at the Grow Summit this year, they announced changes to that, and the changes were going to go into effect April 1st. So just last week, the new requirements are 50% for LTL carriers, so a pretty significant improvement or jump in OTIF baseline for an LTL supplier to 50%, and full truckload did not go to 95%. They reduced it and brought it back to 85%. So full truckload's at 85% minimum threshold, and LTL supplier's at a 50% minimum threshold.
I can remember when On Time In Full was first announced, we had probably more than a handful of suppliers that had the attitude of, well, I'm just going to pay the penalties. I'm not about to change my process. It's going to be too expensive. With people that you're talking with now, is that still the attitude, or since it's been out there for a while and things have changed, are they starting to come around to wanting to change their processes?
That's actually a very interesting question, because I think suppliers are just now figuring out the difference between supply chain reliability and its penalties and the way they were applied in OTIF. And what I mean by that is supply chain reliability, let's say you came in at 80% versus the 90% requirement. The 3% penalty for supply chain reliability was on the 10% of cases that were outside of compliance. With OTIF, if your LTL supplier and your minimum baseline is 50% and you come in at 49% on time in full, instead of the 3% being on that 1% difference, the 3% is now on 51% of the cases. So I think the suppliers are just now starting to realize that the punitive side of OTIF is a little higher than with supply chain reliability.
You know, before we turn the microphones on, you and I were talking a little bit about capacity and what suppliers really need to understand about how this affects their score. Will you tell us a little in depth about capacity and what's going on out there?
You know, OTIF rolled out in August of last year, which is basically just as you roll into peak. And so you had the new OTIF initiative coming on. You had peak approaching, and then there were three hurricanes back to back to back. First of all, they created a backlog at the ports, in the rail yards, across the supply chain. They created a backlog that took capacity out of the marketplace, and carriers were trying to recover. But at the same point in time, unemployment was at an all-time low. And when unemployment is low, it means people don't have to drive trucks. They can go work in a warehouse, or they can go do a construction job and make the same amount or more money in their home every night. So quality of life, people were getting out of their trucks to go rebuild after Harvey, Maria. That took capacity out. Then in December, a government regulation went into effect called electronic logging devices, and it's basically impact hours of service for drivers. And that took a significant amount of capacity out. But ELDs officially became 100% required April 1st of this year. So with these new OTIF requirements going live in April, you also have ELDs going live. The small independent carriers are leaving the market, which is causing capacity to get tighter. So in addition to having these tightened delivery windows, which if you want to have a high service level, you're probably going to pay a little extra to get that. So you're paying a little more than you normally would to comply, and then you have capacity getting tight. Carriers are raising the rates even higher. So suppliers are challenged right now with rising costs and capacity issues, and capacity impacts the ability to service, right? If you can't get a truck, then you can't be on time. So it's a very interesting market right now. The capacity is very tight, and rates are increasing daily.
So, Colby, we've got suppliers right now who are planning for holiday two, back to school season, which will be here first. Do you foresee any changes to OTIF as we enter into the busy seasons?
I think the biggest thing that you're going to see change is suppliers have to figure out how to meet OTIF, right? Rates are going up, and they're understanding the punitive side of OTIF versus supply chain reliability. So now they have to execute. And so I don't think the program itself is going to change a whole lot. Walmart may make another announcement in August that they may, you know, say that baselines are going up, or they may not. Nobody knows. I don't have any insight to that. But OTIF went into effect last August, so there's the potential that's, you know, start of the peak season, they may make an adjustment. But I don't foresee that. What I foresee is the supplier community actually figuring out how to execute better, and their OTIF scores rising, so their OTI penalties aren't increasing.
Colby, we always appreciate you being on the podcast. Thank you for being with us.
Thanks for having me today. I appreciate it.
And that's going to do it for this installment of the 8th and Walton Conference Call. Thank you so much for dialing in again this week. Hey, this is Jared Davis reminding you, it doesn't always have to be a joke. not to have something silly at the end of every podcast. You know what? We're talking about On Time In Full. Go to 8thandwalton.com and check out some of the great On Time In Full classes. We update them all the time, just for you.
The views and opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily the views of 8th and Walton or its management. If you have comments or suggestions about this program, contact us at jared@8thandwalton.com, 479-715-6700, or at 8thandwalton.com. 8th and Walton, Inc. is in no way associated with or endorsed by Walmart Stores, Inc. or its affiliates. All references to Walmart Stores, Inc., as well as its affiliates, trademarks, and brands, are used in accordance with the Fair Use Doctrine and are not intended to imply that 8th and Walton, Inc. is a Walmart Stores, Inc. vehicle for advertising or for any other commercial purpose.